What do you think of one of your teammates going to the Olympics?
It's unbelievable. I mean, he's a great worker, hard worker. Nate Ebner, always on top of his game out here. And I know he played rugby before he came to the NFL. So huge props to him. Amazing accomplishment. And best of luck to him. And hopefully he brings home that gold and then joins our team. That would be awesome.
Rob, what's it like to put pads on and just have football back?
It feels great. Even though it's not full pads yet, but it feels great to come back out and compete. When you get off 5-6 months, you want to... And you're not competing as an athlete. You want to get back out on the field. You want to be competing. And it felt great to go back out there, be with the team, get the chemistry going, which I felt like it was rolling a little bit today. So it felt really good. And back to football. I love it.
What did the fans add to that experience?
The fans add a lot. I mean, we sell out all these practices, which is super cool. You got to give huge credit to our fans. They're always there during practice, during games, during tough times, during the good times. So you got to give them huge credit. Sellout crowd, I don't even know how many it holds there, but they're always cheering. Even if it's a drop pass, they're cheering, which makes it funny and gets you through practice. So hopefully they keep on staying loud and proud.
What's it like being here with circumstances surrounding the quarterback situation? Obviously, Tom ceding some reps to Jimmy, who's going to be starting the first four games. Is that a big difference, big change for you guys?
No, it's not a difference at all. It's not a change at all. I mean, it's training camp. There's not going to be any difference. You take reps with every single quarterback, Jacoby, Tom, Jimmy, whoever it is, every single year in camp. It's not like I just sit there and go with the same players every single time. I'm rotating with all the quarterbacks, and that's how I feel like it's going to be throughout the time. And however it is, it is. It's all in the coach's decision, but what I got to do is just make sure I'm prepared and get open on the route, whoever the quarterback is.
How confident are you in Jimmy taking over and being the starter?
We're super confident in whoever's in there, and that's what practice is for. That's what training camp is for everyone to get on the same page. So it's great to get first day, get our feet wet a little bit, get reps with everyone, all three quarterbacks, and so far it's going well, but a lot to improve on for sure, and definitely with myself. Can add a lot to my game. Have about one or two drop passes there, so I got to make sure I limit those down, and that doesn't happen.
How about Martellus Bennett, Rob?
He's great. He's a great guy to work with. He's football smart. He came in. He's picked up the playbook very well, which is super, super beneficial here in our offense. So that's super, super good to see, and it's fun working with him. It's another guy that is just super talented and just wants me to push harder too, and can take things from his game. Seeing his athleticism, how he gets off the ball, I can bring it into my game, use some of his routes. He can come use some of mine. So it's great to work off each other and great dude to work with.
When you guys get pulled off to the side with preseason Brady.
One, who should that be?
That's all up to the coach's decision. Whoever starts preseason one, whoever starts preseason two, all that. So it's all coach's decisions on who starts and all that. So I just got to prepare to myself to be the best player I can be. So whoever it is, I'm ready to roll out there.
When you get pulled off to the side with Martellus Bennett, guys like that, what's the primary focus? I know that, you know, the rest of the team is going through other reps. What's the primary focus when it's just you, Brady, and a guy like Bennett?
The primary focus is just getting everyone on the same page. It's the first practice. It's really the first time we truly get our feet wet all together. Everyone gets the same chemistry, get our body flows, get our body movements, see how fast we are, see where Tom throws the ball. I mean, I've been doing it with him for 7 years now, so we kind of have the same chemistry. Right when we hit the field, I know where he's going to usually put it. I know he knows where I'm going to be. But obviously, my rookie year, I didn't know that. And as Marty is being like kind of a rookie here in this offense, it's cool to see everyone work together, help each other out, and just go over, get some extra work, because there's no such thing as extra work. It's always good. I mean, there's no such thing as not enough work. So it's always good to put in extra work and get more reps, as many as possible.
How was Maine a couple weeks ago?
It was cool. Gave 30,000 to go on Maine to the youth kids. So it was cool. It was cool, and they were all appreciated about it. And they all got new equipment, new everything. So to keep the youth programs going, they got like 150. You said pads, jerseys, awesome. All that. So it was super cool.
This was Tom's first practice since the suspension became finalized. Did you notice a difference in him today at all? Do you have the same mentality?
I mean, you, whatever circumstance you put Tom in, he's never going to change, because he comes out to practice no matter what, if he's suspended, if he's not suspended, if he's playing, if he's not playing, no matter what the circumstances are. I've never seen Tom Brady come out and not give it all in practice. So there's never no change in him. Whenever he's out on the field, he's giving it all, and he's just such a competitor.
What was your reaction to the suspension when you heard that it was upheld and you knew, in fact, he dropped his, he's not going to appeal and he's going to miss the first four games? Your reaction to that?
I just got to be the best player I can be and just worry on what I got to do to help out the team and to be the best team out there we can be and the best player I can be out there on the field to help out the team.
Do you think it was fair?
Come on. Is that a question?
How do you get to be close to that 7 years of knowing where you're going to be and even knowing where you're going to be with Jimmy? You know, how do you start that process?
It definitely started 2 years ago. That's the whole point of, you know, not just focusing and practicing with one person. That's the whole point of training camp, whole point of practices. I mean, I've gone with Jimmy many times, through with him one-on-one many times, out of practice. So to get that chemistry going, we just got to go out on the field, get reps together, go do one-on-one sessions together, just throw like we do and like we always do. So just like any other process, just got to repetition with each other so everyone's on the same page.
What makes him special? What makes him stand out?
Just his power of the ball, his accuracy going out there, and the way he moves the pocket. I like how we can scramble out, keep it going if everything's not going right. So he's just a competitor, hard worker, which is always great, which always goes good with the team when you got someone that wants it and goes out there and competes.
He scrambles better than Tom?
No one makes better scrambled eggs than me.
Why are these reps so important in training camp? With Jimmy?
It's always important. I mean, obviously he's going to be going the first four games as you speak to coach. So it's huge to get these reps in now, not just day one, not wait until week three, not wait until week four of training camp. It's important to get on the same page right now, and that's what's so crucial about coming out to practice, coming out to training camp on day one and just hitting it on the ground and getting going.
How did coach address the quarterback
Coach just told us that Jimmy's going to be a starter weeks 1 through 4, and then Tom's going to be coming in at week 5, and the rest you can just ask Coach Belichick about.
How difficult, knowing Tom, do you think it's going to be those 4 weeks when he can't talk to you guys, he can't come to the facility? Can you imagine for yourself 4 weeks?
I ain't worried about that right now, man. It's day one of training camp. It's not even August yet, so just worried about getting better as a player out there on the field and staying the best football shape I can.
What about your football shape, Rob?
What about your football shape,
your conditioning?
It's great. I felt good out there today. Just had to work hard all throughout the summer. I mean, it's always tough to get back in the football shape. I mean, definitely, I'm not going to lie and say I'm top-notch shape. No chance. I still got a long way to go. I don't feel like anyone can really be in top-notch football shape when you first get out there. And that's what training camp's for, and that's why it's a long process, because every single day you got to push yourself through it. So then in a couple weeks when you just step out on the field, everything's just natural and you're in shape and you're just not out of breath and it just feels normal.
Hey, Rob, we saw a couple rare drops from you today, and clearly you're frustrated when that happens.
Oh, yeah, definitely frustrated for those couple seconds, but you definitely got to move on to the next play. But I got to definitely limit those, and hopefully those just happen today. So if we see more, then I don't know. You can write those down. Another drop pass. Hopefully they don't happen in games. Getting them out now. That's what I'm doing.
All in all, how was team chemistry today?
It was good. Everything felt good. Felt good to be out there. Obviously a lot to work on, a lot to improve on every time. That's the game of football. Everything's never perfect. But it was just great competitiveness on both sides of the ball.
Hey, Rob. Well, getting back. All right. Football guy, how exciting is it to get back to work, to get out there, to hit people?
It's super exciting to get back out there and work. To compete, which is huge. Instead of just running routes on air, just going with the quarterbacks, it's great to go out there, 7-on-7, team drills, and compete. And so much fun out there. And it's cool to seeing everyone get back on the same page, working hard together, seeing what you got to improve on, going in now, watching it, and then coming back out tomorrow and improving. All right, guys, thank you.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.